我是要讲国语还是讲广东话？国语啊，广东话的人会听国语，国语的人不会听广东话。啊，今天晚上开始呢，我要讲教会的路线。
Tonight we will talk about the path of the church.
为什么要讲教会路线呢？
And why do we have to do so?
因为大家知道这个世界有很多异端。
We must be clear because in today's world there's lots of cults.
也有很多纯正信仰的教会。
And there's a lot of people who profess faith.
但是这些纯正信仰的教会呢，有一些神学观念也不大一样的。
But through some churches that profess faith, their biblical truths are not accurate.
所以我们就需要认识这个世界各种的宗派、各种的教会。
So we must be aware and be informed of all the various types of faith.
然后才找到我们自己是什么教会。
And through that we can discover where we stand ourselves.
那我预备的讲义呢是六页纸啊。
I prepared 6 pages of notes.
所以大家呢可能啊听得不太清楚啊。
If you guys have any misunderstanding.
不过不要紧呢，我已经印好我的讲义啊。
You can refer to the notes.
如果你们需要的话呢，可以在外面拿一份。
If you need, there will be some outside for you to obtain.
你就可以回家慢慢看了。
And you can study it at home.
那开始的时候呢？
As we start.
我们先来分辨一些教会的名称。
So we'll start by designating various names of the church.
比方说我们什么叫做异教？
As
异教。就是不同的宗教。
So different churches.
异就是不同嘛。
Different faiths.
异教呢有什么？有佛教啦，印度教、回教、基督教、天道教、犹太教等等，200多种宗教。
So such as Buddhism, Judaism, and the various different religions.
当然这些不同的宗教我们不能够称为弟兄姊妹了。
People coming from those faiths, we can't really classify them as our own brothers and sisters.
我们也没有来往的了。
And we don't interact with them.
另外一个名称呢，我们称作异端。
Second designation is cults.
异就是不同。
Cults are different.
端就是不同的角啊，不同的方向。
Different direction.
那就好像都是称为基督教，但是里面的道理就完全不同的了。
They consider themselves Christians, but their biblical truths have been compromised.
这些呢，我们不能够称为弟兄姊妹。
And we cannot call them brothers and sisters as well.
我们连跟他们来问安我们都不愿意的。
We don't see how they're doing.
好像有摩门教啦，耶和华见证人会啦，那这里列出来这个名单你们就看到了。
Such as Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, etc.
所以如果有这些人来叩你们的门呢？
So people come knocking on your door.
你们千万不要请他进来喝茶，然后好像主内的弟兄姊妹这样招待他们。
So we don't treat them as one in the family of Christ with us.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
你若问他们安啊，你就在他们的罪上有份了。
That if you interact with them, you will, it is not correct.
所以这些异端呢，我们不会与他们有来往。
So we don't interact with cults.
第三种呢是极端。
The third ones are extremists.
什么叫做极端呢？
What are extremists?
就是同一个基督教。
They are considered themselves Christians.
也是得救的基督徒。
And they are born again.
只是呢 他们在一些小原则上很执着。
But they are very adamant on certain truths in the Bible.
好像一些礼仪啦，一些组织方面呢，他们很强调。
Certain rules or ways they're very strict about.
太过强调这些小原则呢，大家这样分开就很可惜的。
But because they are so strict, it may cause conflicts.
所以这些极端呢，也是主内的弟兄姊妹，我们也可以与他们来往。
We can consider them brothers and sisters, and we can interact with them.
只是呢，很可惜，我们就很少来往了。
But we don't interact often with them.
那第四种呢，我们称作宗派。
The fourth ones are denominations.
宗派呢，就是信仰纯正的了。
So the they are they're okay, they're correct.
我们呢就可以彼此称作弟兄姊妹了。
We can call them brothers and sisters.
你可以跟他们有来往、通婚啊，一起来侍奉都可以啊。
You guys can serve together, marry within each other.
这是教会呢，包括了有部分的圣公会。部分的信义会，部分的长老会，信心会、宣道会等等。
So different denominations such as Alliance, Pastoral, Evangelical, Baptist, etc.
请注意，我在这里写部分的圣公会。
Some of them.
部分的信义会。
Some part of them.
为什么呢？因为圣公会、信义会等等呢？已经也大部分变质了。
But some of these denominations have also compromised their truths.
剩下没有变的可以称作弟兄姊妹的越来越少了。
So those of them that haven't compromised the truth that we can call brothers and sisters have decreased.
这些教会呢，我们叫做不同的宗派。
We call them different denominations.
这一种的宗派观念呢，
The idea of the denomination.
主要来讲呢，就是那个创办人他的信仰方向不同。
Comes from the different spiritual direction of the originator.
好像那个信义会。
Just like a certain denomination.
他是马丁路德创办的。
Came from Martin Luther.
到今天信义会仍然保持马丁路德那种的思想。
So this denomination stays true to the thoughts and direction of Martin Luther.
本来是很好的了。
It was a good thing.
很可惜呢，最近信义会呢又慢慢变了，就归回与天主教来合一。
So it used to be a good thing, but now they've compromised and they have gone back to the Catholic ways.
他们又接受新神学派。
And they accept the new religions.
Liberalism.
Liberalism.
他们又接受了灵恩派。
And the charismatics.
所以呢，那个信义会现在变得很厉害了。
So they have changed quite a bit.
那信义会下面呢有路德会，有礼贤会，有巴舍会，有崇祯会等等。
And there's different various denominations within them as well.
都是属于信义会的。
All part of them.
那其他呢？长老会呢也是这样啊。
The pastoral denomination is the same.
等一下我们会慢慢来讲。
And we'll talk about that in detail later.
那至于我们平安福音堂呢？
Us here at Peace Evangelical.
我们不愿意称我们做一个宗派。
We don't consider ourselves a denomination.
英文来讲呢，我们可以说是 non-denominational.
We are non-denominational.
我们不属于一种的宗派。
Yeah, we don't classify ourselves as a denomination.
大概来讲呢，如果有一个宗派观念呢？
Those of us with those who have denominational backgrounds,
他们就有总会。
they will have a source.
有监督, 有一个很高的总管啊, 管理全世界, 那些教会叫做监督,
sort of like there's a hierarchy.
啊, 有一些叫做主教,
a bishop.
啊, 有一些叫做大主教,
archbishop.
啊, 天主教呢, 大主教还有更高的教王,
and the list goes on.
啊, 那个就是金字塔的领导,
and those are the leaders.
一个最高的人, 最高的机构, 统管全世界, 下面呢, 所有的教会,
so the leader looks after the churches below.
我们叫这个, 叫做宗派了,
and we call these
我们呢, 就没有总会了,
we don't have a specific source.
也没有一个高的人物, 一个什么叫做主教了, 监督了, 来管下面的教会了,
we don't have a leader that looks over the various churches.
我们完全独立的,
we are all independent.
所以我们这个独立的地方教会,
so we are independent among ourselves.
啊, 以下我们慢慢就会解释了,
we'll explain that later.
那我们了解了这几个名称之后呢,
after we understand these different namings,
啊, 你就感觉到, 哎呀, 基督教会是, 为什么这么复杂啊?
Why is Christianity so complicated, 啊, we wonder.
有异端, 有极端, 有宗派, 有独立教会, 太麻烦了嘛,
and there's cults, extremists, and so on, so complicated.
大家要明白啊,
but you have to understand.
耶稣基督创立的只是一个教会,
Jesus Christ established only one church.
但是在历史慢慢下来呢,
but through history,
就掺了很多很多人的意见, 人的组织, 人的
there have been many human opinions by different people.
有了人的成分在里面呢,
and with the opinions of different people, then things become compromised.
啊, 大概可以这样讲哦,
we can put it this way.
太阳会慢慢熄灭,
the sun will eventually burn out.
整个宇宙所有的物质都会慢慢旧,慢慢败坏,慢慢灭亡。
So as a result, all the various things in the universe will decay and deteriorate over time.
人也会老,也会病,也会死。
Humans will become old, they get sick, and they will die.
整个历史就是慢慢败坏,败坏,败坏,败坏到最后就是世界末日。
So, the times and history will deteriorate and eventually there will be doomsday.
历史上, 世界上, 没有一样东西, 假如时间不是慢慢败坏下去的。
So in this world, nothing is invincible to time.
教会也不会例外。
And that includes the church.
耶稣基督创立的教会是最好的教会。
So the church that Jesus established is the best.
但是在历史上慢慢变变变变的就变成越来越坏的教会了。But
through time it has become compromised through mankind.
所以到了世界末日呢, 耶稣基督变的, 创立的教会呢, 就变成大淫妇。
So during doomsday, the church that Jesus established becomes
the harlot.
The harlot.
那个大淫妇就是行淫的教会。
So the harlot is not a good church.
那个时候耶稣就回来把它消灭了啊。
And Jesus will come and destroy.
所以大家要明白, 在历史上, 这个成为一个定律了。
So this is a fact of history.
这个定律就是, 没有一样东西不是慢慢败坏的。
That nothing is invincible to the effects of time.
好一点的教会呢, 就保持败坏的慢一点。
Those good churches, they just slow down the decay of time.
不好的教会呢, 很快就败坏了。
And the not so good churches, they decay faster.
所以大家要知道, 地上没有完全的教会的。
So in this world, on this earth, there is no complete church.
哪里有人,
Anywhere there is mankind and humans, there is evil.
所以我们要明白这个方向啊, 从创世纪到启示录, 就是整个历史在败坏。
So from Genesis, it goes downhill all the way to Revelations.
那我们看看那个历史图吧。
Let's look at the map of history.
请。 很难看哦,
pretty hard to see.
那如果你们拿一个 copy 回去呢，慢慢看就会看懂了啊。
This is in the notes, so you can study the notes.
这里如果你们看不到呢，不要紧，我会慢慢讲的。No
worries if you can't see.
那起初呢，耶稣基督创立的教会只有一个。So
in the beginning, there was only one church established by Jesus.
圣经讲呢，教会就是基督的身体。
And it is classified as the body of Christ.
基督只有一个身体嘛。
God has a body.
所以在圣经里面告诉我们。
In the Bible it says,
如果有人败坏教会，神就要败坏那个人。
If that person compromises the church, God will compromise the person.
神很恨人分裂教会的。
God despises those that split the church.
但是很可惜啊,
but sad to say,
整个教会历史这一条线下来,
so this line going down,
大家要知道啊, 这个图呢, 是不按比例的, not to scale, 啊,
this drawing is not to scale.
因为前面这一段呢, 分裂起,
so that small area there, that's the splitting portion.
分裂期啊, 这个是从耶稣的时代到了这个呢, 是已经1900多年了。
So from the day church establishes the Christ to the bottom of the splitting period is 1900 years.
从这里开始呢, 到这里呢, 只有100多年而已。
And from there to there is only about 100 years.
所以你就看见了，这个代表1900年，这个代表100年，这就是不按比例了。
So it's not to scale, 1900 versus 100 years.
不过画图呢，那个空间不够啊，就把上面缩短。Just
to make it all fit on one page.
上面1900多年来都是分裂期。
So the top portion is the splitting period.
教会不断地分裂。
So churches keep splitting.
怎么分裂呢? 最早就是分裂着犹太人的教会与外邦人的教会。
So first it's the Jews versus the Gentiles.
你们读圣经都看见了。 犹太人就不能够接纳保罗所讲的。
So the Jews cannot accept what Paul says.
保罗说，外邦人与犹太人同为一体，同盟应许，同为后嗣。
Paul said the Jews and the Gentiles are now as one.
这三个同。
And
三个同啊,
there's three points of as one.
犹太人受不了啊,
the Jews cannot accept that fact.
我们是圣民, we are holy people.
We are holy people.
外邦人是无畏像狗像猪一样的,
but the Gentiles are inferior.
我们怎么可以与外邦人同为一体呢?
So the Jews wonder why they can be combined with the Gentiles.
所以你读圣经，你就看见犹太人与外邦人斗争了，斗争的不得了啊。So
you can see conflicts between them in the Bible.
那这个分裂呢，只是维持不久就完了。
So this particular split did not last too long.
为什么? 因为主后70年呢, 罗马大军来, 灭掉这个犹太教。
So 70 years after the Roman Empire came and wiped out the Jews.
他们把圣殿放火烧掉。
And they burned the temple.
从那个时候直到现在, 犹太教变成 很小很小小的不得了。
And from then on the Jews became very minor.
但是外邦的教会就变成不大一样了。
The Gentiles on the contrary became big.
他经历过200年的大逼迫。
They went through 200 years of persecution.
不但没有消灭他们,
it did not destroy them.
反而越来越多外邦人信主。
But it brought more and more people to Christ.
多到一个地步, 征服了罗马帝国,
to the point where,
the whole Roman Empire
conquered by the whole Roman Empire.
所以到了这个时候呢, 这个基督教呢, 来到这里的时候呢, 就变成大公教会。
So here it became a big church.
大公的意思就是好像 我们在大陆讲普通话，普通的，就是全国都讲那一种话，就是普通话。
So, a very inclusive meaning.
那个时候的大公教会就是全世界都共同的一个教会，叫做大公教会。
With the intention that it's one big church, one big faith through the whole world.
这个大公教会呢？
This big church.
后来那个罗马帝国的国王呢, 叫做康斯坦丁啊,
Constantine, the big Roman leader.
他就加入了那个大公教会变成基督徒了。And
he classified them as Christians.
他就给那个牧师啦、主教啦、国家发薪金给他们。
And he designated various positions among the people.
给他们建大礼拜堂,
he built churches for them.
要做基督徒才可以做官,
you have to be a Christian before you can be a person of authority.
凡是侍奉神的, 通通免税,
and all who serve God are free of tax.
后来就称基督教, 叫做国教,
and Christianity became the faith of the nation.
什么叫做国教呢?
What is the faith of the nation?
就是唯一合法的宗教。
The only legal faith.
国教以外都不合法的。
Any different religion is not accepted.
一不合法呢, 抓到你就要坐监牢或者把你烧死的。
And you would be put in jail or burned to death if you were part of any different faith.
所以基督教呢, 来到这个时候变成国教了。
So at this point, it becomes a faith of the nation.
那个国教呢, 国王康斯坦丁就召开一个全世界所有的主教来开了一个大会议。
So he established a meeting, Constantine established a meeting.
叫做康斯坦, 那个叫做阿尼西亚会议。
And it is under this name.
这个阿尼西亚会议呢, 是由那个罗马王来主持的,
And it was looked after by the Roman king.
其实历史告诉我们, 这个罗马王呢, 他主持这个会议呢, 有阴谋的。
But the Roman king had his own ideas with being leader to this faith.
他强迫这个会议呢, 通过议案, 给他 死了之后做罗马人的神。
And his idea was to be classified as the Roman God after his death.
他也强逼这个会议呢, 通过让12月25号叫做圣诞节。
And he designated December 25th to be Christmas.
但是那个12月25号 本来是农神节。
It used to be
The God of Agriculture.
Oh, the God of Agriculture Day.
那个农神节很淫乱的。
But this God of agriculture was not good.
所以这个王呢, 就把它改掉, 希望他们不要这么淫乱, 让他们庆祝耶稣基督降生。
So this king wanted them to not be so immoral, which was part of the agriculture god, and so he decided to make it Christmas.
所以大家明白我们平安福音堂不庆祝圣诞就是这个原因了。
And this is why we here at Peace Evangelical Church do not celebrate Christmas.
12月25号根本不是圣诞节的。
Because it really is not the birth of
Christ. 除了这些之外呢,
and aside from all this,
这个王又强逼这个会议呢, 通过给他做主教的主教。
This king wanted himself to be designated as the leader of leaders in the church.
就是他在教会里面是最高的。
And he would be the highest in this church.
等于今天天主教的教王,
just like the leader of the Catholic Church.
所以各位弟兄姐妹, 这个尼西亚会议呢, 就是基督教第一个大会议了。
So this here is Christianity's first big church.
以后在历史上这种的会议很多很多, 几十个下来了。
And continuing, there's many others.
这次会议就变成天主教越来越败坏, 越来越斗争在政治上杀很多人的一个根据了。
And through this, there's various compromises, lots of killings through different ideas.
那么就在这一段时间里面呢, 这个会议之后呢, 这一段时间呢,
And during this time in here,
那这个大公会议这个国教呢, 就逼迫一些小教会了。
And the big churches persecuted the small churches.
那些小教会有很多的,
There are many different churches.
在我的讲义里面也写了出来啊。 那个时候呢, 有很多古教父啊。
So lots of different churches.
很多古教父, fathers.
Oh.
那比方说奥古斯丁就很出名了嘛。
Augustine.
这个奥古斯丁啊, 他很聪明。
Augustine was very smart.
他在基督教的信仰上有很大的贡献。
And he has a big contribution to Christianity.
但是他有一样不大好的。
But his weakness was
就是他很全力的去维护这一个国教。
But he was that he would protect the church.
所以呢, 他就写了一本书叫做 The City of God, 上帝之城。
And he wrote a book called The City of God.
这一本书呢, 就支持天主教 可以有军队。
And this book approved that Catholic Church can have armies.
可以有他们的宗教法庭。
And could have their own courts.
抓到一些人, 他的信仰不同意天主教的, 就烧死他。
And if they catch any people that disagree with their faith, they are burned to death.
哪里有一些信徒反对天主教的, 就派军队去 打他们,
and he would armies would go and punish those that don't believe.
结果呢这个天主教就杀死很多基督徒了。
And therefore the Catholic Church had killed a lot of people.
他们逼迫的那些小教会呢小教派呢有很多了。
Lots of different churches that he persecuted.
有一些呢受逼迫的缘故呢就跑到中国来。
And those that were persecuting evaded to China.
变成我们中国唐朝的景教。
And it became the...
A denomination in...
Various denominations in China.
那么这些古代的 受逼迫的小教会到处跑。
And so these various churches tried to run away all over the place.
其中有一些小教会信仰非常好的。
Some of the actual faiths of these small churches are actually very good.
他们逼受逼迫逃跑的时候呢？
When these churches ran,
就从这里一直下来了。
And they followed this route.
那这一条线呢？
So this line
就是我们平安福音堂的线了。
Is where Peace Evangelical Church originated from.
那个是在历史上产生弟兄会背景的宗教。
And this line also established the Brotherhood churches.
那个弟兄会在早期呢不是叫做弟兄会。
Previously they were not called the Brotherhood Church.
在早期呢这个弟兄会叫什么呢？
In the early days, they were called.
我找一找啊。早期呢叫做蒙塔里主义。
It was called in the early days.
第三页的啊，也叫做诺瓦天。教派第三也叫做多纳图派
so they were called the Donatists
也叫做百基拉派
Walvinus
保罗派
Albigenes
瓦勒杜派 Waldenses
that's Waldenses
等等了啊那么这些派别呢在历史上呢跟我们平安福音堂很相似的了
and we know these denominations
这些小教会呢都是很着重读圣经
and these denominations emphasize reading the Bible
都是每个主日有擘饼纪念主的聚会
to have communion every Sunday
他们不加入国教
and they don't follow other churches.
他们不叫牧师，只是叫做弟兄。
They don't actually have a priest. It's just brothers and sisters.
所以这个小教派呢，就从这里受逼迫，大概分散了那个整个欧洲。不过在东欧那方面就比较多一点，流传下来了。
So yeah, just follow that line down.
所以如果有人问你们哦，你们平安福音堂是什么宗派啊
So if we are asked what denomination we are
你说我们没有宗派的
We have no denomination
我们是叫做非宗派的教会的独立教会
We are an independent church
但是我们可以说叫做弟兄会背景的独立教会
But we have a history of the Brotherhood Church.
那这个弟兄会背景的教会呢，在历史上是最早的了。
So the Brotherhood Church comes from the earliest days.
从这里下来。
And coming down from this line.
但是在欧洲的主流教会来讲呢
，But in Europe,
到了590年才变成天主教。
In 590 AD, it became Catholic.
变成天主教之后呢
After it became Catholic,
就有一千年的时间叫做黑暗时期
And for about 1,000 years it was called the dark times
这个黑暗时期呢天主教败坏得不得了
And in this time the Catholic Church became very bad
行淫啦、杀人啦贪财啦
very immoral, killing people, and very materialistic.
又收纳了很多其他宗教的信仰进到天主教啦
and they accepted the different truths of different churches and different faiths.
比方说你问天主教你们为什么拜玛利亚呢
If you ask the Catholic Church why they pray to Mary,
圣经讲玛利亚只是一个普通的女子而已啊。
In church, Mary is just a woman.
他们就没有办法解释的。
They cannot explain themselves.
他们只能够这样讲。 历史遗传告诉我们的。
All they can say is that's how it's always been.
那天主教很多信仰呢都是来自遗传。
Lots of the ways of the Catholic Church come from history.
大家晓得了，遗传就是在民间传来传来的那些，好像小说，好像《西游记》啦，好像那些迷信的东西嘛，会越传越变的嘛。
So different ideas that come through time, eventually they change.
啊，所以天主教就是在一千年的黑暗时期里边变得很坏了。
So in these thousand years, the Catholic Church has become very compromised.
就是因为变得很坏，杀人很多的缘故呢。
And because they became so compromised and killed a lot of people.
所以呢，头一个离开天主教的就是东正教了。
And this one here is the first one that deviated from the Catholic Church.
东正教就是在东欧的天主教。
And this was the Catholic Church in a different place it became.
因为东正教反对天主教拜偶像。
And this church resented the idea of worshipping idols of the Catholic Church.
所以就分裂了。
So they split.
东欧的叫做东正教。
And they had their own name.
东正教就是 East Orthodox Church.
East Orthodox Church.Okay.
那西方呢就是罗马天主教。
And on the other side it's Roman Catholic.
那所以东正教呢就是头一个离开天主教的一个教会。
So the Orthodox Church is the first one that deviated from the Catholic
Church. 但是东正教呢它的信仰也是 99% 是天主教的东西啊。
But the faith, the truth of the Orthodox Church is 99% consisting of those that came from the Catholic Church.
还是在黑暗时期里边的教会啊。
Still considered a church from the dark times.
所以来到这个时候呢。
So as we progress along here.
就出现几个很伟大的改革家了。
And through these times, there have been monumental people.
头一个改革家叫做 Wycliffe.
So Wycliffe was the first monumental person.
威克里夫，我们历史叫做宗教改革之父。
And he changed the church.
那他呢，头一个喊出圣经是信仰最高的权威。
And he established that the Bible is the overall authority of the faith.
我们是因信称义的。
And we are saved through faith.
他这样喊出来呢，天主教要追杀他了。
So when he proposed these ideas, the Catholic Church decided that they wanted to kill him.
他有一个学生叫做胡斯约翰。
And he had a student.
继续他的老师的所讲的圣经是我们信仰最高的权威。
And the student agreed with him in that the Bible is the highest authority.
结果呢天主教就把他烧死了。
And he was burned to death.
烧死了胡斯约翰之后呢。
And after he was burned to death.
天主教就逼迫他们有100年这么多。
And this church, from this person was, persecuted for 100 years plus.
过了100年之后呢才有马丁路德出来。
And after about 100 years, Martin Luther came into being.
那我要大家明白哦。
Please understand.
这个威克里夫啊 ,John Wycliffe 呢他之所以推动这个宗教改革。
So,The reason that Wycliffe wanted to change the church
也是受弟兄会影响他的。
He was affected by the Brotherhood Church.
以后来到这个马丁路德呢
And when Martin Luther came into being
也是受弟兄会的人影响他的。
He was also affected by the Brotherhood Church.
马丁路德改革就变成新议会了。
And he changed to this church here.
新教会从这一条线下来。
And this church followed this line down.
新教会离开了天主教之后呢
?Once this church deviated from the Catholic Church,
过不久
,not too long after,
加尔文又带领一群人离开天主教。
And somebody else, after this church, somebody else had also deviated from the Catholic Church.
就成立了长老会了。
And he established the pastoral church.
长老会之后呢?
After the pastoral church,
还有很多很多小教会离开天主教。
Lots of different various churches deviated from the Catholic Church.
其中叫我们最感觉到很兴奋的呢,
and the most exciting one,
就是浸信会离开天主教了,
was the Baptist Church.
浸信会, 它的改革呢, 比马丁路德了, 比那个加尔文更好。
And the change that the Baptist Church established was greater.
大家知道, 那个马丁路德了,还有那个加尔文呢,他们虽然离开天主教,还是举行婴儿洗礼的。
So, the past people that deviated from the Catholic Church, they still accepted baptizing children, babies.
认为用圣水给那个婴儿洗礼就救了他的灵魂。
With the idea that if they were to baptize the baby would automatically be saved.
但是我们知道那个圣水不能够救人的灵魂的。
But we understand that the holy water does not save a person's soul.
所以浸信会就反对了。
So the Baptist Church disagreed.
他们认为应该是受浸不是受洗。
And they believe that it should be a real baptism.
他们就也大部很多人离开天主教了。
And so they were pretty big, and many people had deviated from the Catholic Church.
从这些人当中呢, 又产生叫做清教徒,
and through that established different disciples.
Puritan. 那个清教徒呢, 就坐船到美国去,
and the Puritans went all the way to the States.
成为美国人的祖先了。
And they became the ancestors of the states.
那这些都是离开天主教的。So
all these shown have deviated from the Catholic Church.
差不多每一派离开天主教呢，都是受弟兄会的人影响的。So
most of the people that deviated from the Catholic Church were all affected by the Brotherhood Church.
天主教看见一派一派的人离开他。So
as the Catholic Church was watching all this happen,
就与他们打仗了。
They went to war.
打了30年叫做宗教战争,
a war of faith for over 30 years.
整个欧洲死了差不多一半的人口,
and it killed about half the population in Europe.
最后双方呢就说不能打了,以后打下去了,没有男人了。
And then to the point where they decided that there was no point to keep fighting.
天主教反对,一定要打下去。
But the Catholic Church decided to keep going.
但是支持天主教的国家也不愿意打了。
But those countries that supported the Catholic Church didn't want to keep fighting.
他们就签了宗教信仰自由的那个条约。
And they signed a treaty saying, establishing religious differences.
所以今天我们这个时代有信仰自由呢，是不简单换取回来的。
So for us today to be religiously independent is a very amazing thing.
天主教看见不能够打。天主教看见不能够打仗。
The Catholic Church, after they saw that, they can't keep warring.
他们就举行了一个叫天德会议,the Council of Trent.
So yeah, the council that was established.
在1545至 1563年,
established in 1563,
这个 Council of Trent 很出名的,
and this council became very famous.
这个天德会议为什么出名呢?
Why was it famous?
因为天主教要发出超过100个咒诅基督教,
and so they sent out over 100 leaders.
结果呢，咒诅基督教 就双方更加彼此来仇恨了。And
because of that, they hated each other even more, the different religions.
所以整个历史来到这个时候呢，
so as we get to the history,
天德会议之后呢,
after here.
我们就看见都是分裂期。
So that's all within the splitting period.
教会从天主教分出来。
And various churches deviated from the Catholic Church.
天头会议做的，有英国的圣公会也出来。
And here there's the Alliance Church.
不是 Alliance.
Sorry.
Anglican Church.
Anglican.
英国的圣公会也出来了。英国的圣公会出来之后呢？
After the Anglican Church came out,
就有这个 很出名的卫斯理约翰。
And there's this the Wycliffe.
先有清教徒出来，然后有卫斯理约翰的纯道卫理公会出来。
And here.
从纯道卫理公会出来之后呢？ 又慢慢下来就产生灵恩派。
And through here, the charismatic church began to be established.
灵恩派呢, 在1900年是第一波。
And the first wave of the charismatic church was in 1900.
发展到1960年代呢, 就灵恩第二波。
And the second wave came in 1960.
那么发展到1960年变成灵恩第二波的时候呢？
And when it was in the second wave,
那个时候呢，主流的教会跟还有马丁路德的教会这些种种的教会啊，
all the churches on the left,
又受了在欧洲的那个理性主义的打击。
The churches on the left were affected by a different idea.
有进化论啦，有怀疑主义啦，共产主义啦，等等啊，打击他们。
With different various ideas such as evolution and whatnot.
结果不但是天主教与基督教，就慢慢变成新神学派。
And the Catholic Church and the new faith and the new churches became of a new of a liberalism idea.
大家要明白啊，我们基督教最怕是这个新神学派的。
We are very fearful of the liberalism faith.
他们不信有天堂。
They don't believe in heaven.
不信有地狱，不信魔鬼，不信复活。
They don't believe in hell. They don't believe in Satan. They don't believe in resurrection.
他们发展到最厉害的时候，宣告上帝死了。
When they were at their peak, they were spreading that God is dead.
叫做神死神学。
And this is the idea that God is dead.
The death of God.
The death of God.
说神已经死去了。
That God is already dead.
所以新神学派的教会呢， 他们认为呢，基督教的存在 就是用博爱的精神来服务社会就是了。 So
their idea of the Christian faith is to just serve the people with love.
新神学派的教会呢，
The Liberalist Church,
也就是我们中国的三自组织，
is also in China the three ways of love.
Three self.
Three self.
三自就是 自立、自传、自扬。
Three various traits that is
自立就是 self-independent.
Self-independence.
自传就是自己传的福音，不受外国影响的。
So, and then also you spread your own version of the gospel.
自养就是我们没有受外国的经济来支持的，我们是自己养自己的。
And then the third one is that we support ourselves with no help from outside.
所以现在中国国内的那个三支教会呢，都是新神学的教会。
So these ideas are of the new liberalist church.
新神学派呢，影响这些教会。
So this new liberalism idea affected all these churches.
这些教会呢，慢慢他们发现在工作上， 需要大家来合作。
And they demanded the uniting of people at work.
所以呢，他们就在这个时候呢，举行一个叫做爱丁堡会议。
And so they established this here.
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
The Council of Edinburgh.
The Council of Edinburgh.
在1910年啊。
In 1910.
那这个爱丁堡会议呢，本来是讨论大家差遣宣教士到中国啦，到印度啦，到非洲啦去传道。
And emphasize spreading, sending missionaries to various places.
啊，不如我们大家来合作吧。
Why don't we instead just combine?
啊，本来这个爱丁堡会议也应该不错的。
Seemed like this Edinburgh idea was pretty good.
但是很可惜的一件事呢。
But too bad.
就是新神学派的人进来了。
That the new liberalist idea people invaded.
反对新神学派的人就光火了。
And those that resented them were expelled.
他们就离开这个爱丁堡会议。
And they deviated from this.
离开这个爱丁堡会议呢，就产生福音派。
And they became the evangelist denomination.
还有基要派。
And the secondary denomination here.
那么这些信仰好的变成福音派 evangelicals， 基要派 fundamentalists。离开了之后呢？
After they deviated,
剩下的都是大坏蛋了。
And then after that is all bad people.
就变成这个叫做世界基督教社浸会。
And it became the WCC.
叫做 World Council of Churches.
World Council of Churches.
那这个就是今天全世界所有新神学派的最高的总部。
And the WCC is the head source of the liberalist ideas.
这个是非常败坏的。
And it's very bad.
但是这个是全世界最大的组织啊。
But they are the biggest organization in the world.
雨天主教也是全世界最大的组织。
And together with the Catholic Church.
世界这个天主教这个大组织这样下来。
And as we go along down.
这个新神学派这个大组织也是这样下来。
So both of these, the liberalists and the WCC, as we progress down.
这两条线呢是大家分开的。
So these two lines are separate from each other.
但是你们会看见很多线呢，把它们连起来了啊。
But they're connected, as you can see here, by these various points.
就是新神学派与天主教慢慢来讨论，来合一。
And these two churches began discussing to unite.
他们讨论这个合一呢，讨论不了。
But they couldn't come to an agreement.
双方的思想很不同。
Their ideas and truths were very different.
这个时候呢
time,
产生的灵恩运动来到第二波呢
At this point, the second wave of the charismatic church
就影响天主教影响新神学派联合起来。
And it affected these two churches to combine.
这个真是很奇怪啊。
And this is a very strange thing.
灵恩派很迷信的。
The charismatic church is very superstitious.
新神学派什么都不信的。
The new liberalist ideas, they don't believe in anything.
天主教是讲圣礼的，拜玛利亚完全不同的。
And the Catholic Church believes in saints and Marys and are very different.
但是灵恩派进到天主教，进到新神学派里面，叫他们都讲方言。
But when the charismatic church infiltrated them, they affected them to speak in tongues.
叫他们都所谓经历到圣灵充满。
and to be filled by the Spirit.
你们晓得灵恩派所讲的圣灵充满是怎么样的吗？
Do you know what it means to be filled by the Spirit in charismatic church?
就是一按手，那个人就倒在地上，在那里喊，在笑，在哭，在打捆，打捆，在抽筋，昏迷这样的。
And the idea is that if you are touched, you are so affected that you will fall down, roll on the floor, cry, laugh, etc.
如果你们想看灵恩派他们怎么样聚会呢？
If you want to have a look at how the charismatic church holds their meetings,
你回家在 YouTube 里面呢，打四个字。
Check out YouTube, four words.
圣灵击倒。
Four Chinese words.
就是被圣灵打击你打倒啊
But it's to be affected by the charismatic church. I'm sure you can find something in English.
有很多灵恩派的聚会给你看了，他们倒在地上打啊。
And you can see various examples.
又哭又笑又跳啊。
Of how they are affected by the charismatic.
哦，这样的聚会就进到新神学派里面，进到天主教里面，鼓励他们合一起来。
And through this, the charismatic church was able to.Start persuading the WCC and the other church to unite.
那各位弟兄姐妹，那这一条线是弟兄会的下来啊。
And then you can see on the right once again the line of the brother.
弟兄会的人呢，影响马丁路德，影响金信会，影响威斯里约翰，影响他们离开天主教。
And the Brotherhood Church influenced the other churches to discuss earlier to deviate from the Catholic Church.
但是来到这个时代，我们看见他们慢慢又从与天主教与灵恩派来联合起来了。
But now we can see in today's world that they are being compromised as well.
我们感觉到很伤心，很难过的。
And we are saddened by that fact.
所以呢，我们这一类的教会呢。
So us in the brotherhood churches,
我们就常常警告信徒千万不要跟新神学派接触。
So we are asked that we protect ourselves by not interacting with liberalism churches.
不要跟灵恩派接触。
Or charismatic churches.
有一些教会虽然不是灵恩派。
But even though various certain churches aren't charismatic.
好像那个福音派的教会
，such as evangelical churches，
福音派的教会包括了浸信会了、宣道会了、播道会了等等嘛
，such as Baptist churches and etc.
但是来到今天呢，
But in
很多宣道会都加入了天那个灵恩运动了。
Lots of Alliance churches are affected.
也有一些。说天主教不是异端，慢慢跟他们来往是好的了。
And people are beginning to say that Catholic Church is not a cult and that it's all good.
浸信会也是如此。
Same as the Baptist Church.
这是叫我们很伤心的。
And it is a saddening thing.
到了今天，我们可以说，全世界70%以上的教会已经与天主教与那个灵恩。
About 70% of the churches today are affected by the charismatic and the Catholic Church.
所以我今天晚上这样简单的介绍一下那个历史呢。
So talking about the history tonight with you guys.
一方面让你们知道我们这个弟兄会背景的独立教会。
To expose you guys to the background of our brotherhood background.
我们的来源是很久的。
Our origins is from very early.
我们在历史上是很出名，影响很多神的仆人他们的信仰，离开天主教的。
In history, our background is very famous for persuading other people, various people to deviate from the Catholic Church.
但是来到这个幕后的时代呢，你看天主教与新神学派联合的不得了。
But as we can see in today, the Liberalist Church and the WCC are becoming united.
那我们就感觉很难过了。
And it is very troubling.
如果你问天主教与新神学派与灵恩派与其他的那个宗派联合起来有什么不好啊？
And then you might ask the question, well, what's wrong if all these various churches united?
各位，你们要明白，根据圣经的预言呢，这个大联合呢，大合一呢，就是为世界末日那个假基督、假先知来铺路的。
And you understand if you look in the Bible, as the Bible prophecies, that if the churches unite, it paves a path for the Antichrist.
我们看见这个大合一运动这样越来越紧密的联合起来，我们就证明这个真是末后的时代了。
And through that, we can see that it is the end times.
今天我晚上我讲的那个小节，你们可以听不清楚啊。
You might not understand what we're talking about tonight.
什么叫做浸信会啊？什么叫做长老会啊？什么叫做公圣公会啊？什么叫做其他的灵恩派啊？可能那个小节上你们不大明白。
You might not see the details in the different denominations.
但是最少你要明白的。
At least you should understand.
就是所有这些教会都是从天主教出来的。
That many of these denominations were deviated from the Catholic Church.
弟兄会不是。
But the Brotherhood Church was not.
弟兄会是从很早使徒保罗那个时候就下来了。
The Brotherhood Church was established in the days of Paul.
弟兄会的背景的教会呢，就强调圣经是最高权威的。
And we accept the Bible as the highest authority.
各位弟兄姐妹啊。
Brothers and sisters.
从这个大图画里面。
Through this map.
你要找到我们自己教会的位置在哪里。
You will know where we stand as in our church here.
我们应该感谢神。
We should be thankful.
我们站稳在圣经的真理上。
That we stand firm in the truth of the Bible.
在这个末后的时代里面。
In the end days here.
不与天主教、不与新神学派等等的妥协。
That we don't associate and accept the churches of the Catholic Church. And
我们仍然高举圣经，是我们信仰的根基。
That the doctrines of the Bible are the full authority.
我希望大家可以拿这个回家，因为里面的资料呢，我讲了大概五分之一嘛。
Lots of details in the notes. We haven't covered much at all tonight.
里面的资料你们慢慢回去详细看呢，应该可以看得明白的。
You guys might be able to get something from the notes.
如果你们还想要多一点明白呢，你们可以看我写了一本小书。
I've written a small book.
叫做教会大合一运动可以接纳吗？
Talking about whether we should accept the big uniting of the various churches.
那本书呢也可以比较详细的讲一讲这个时代各教会的情况是怎么样。
And it gives an idea of the different states of the various churches.
所以我们感谢主啊。
So I thank the Lord.
我们平安福音堂这一类的弟兄会背景的教会呢，还是站稳在圣经上。
That we are still very firm in the word of the Bible.
我们强调人人得救。
That we emphasize the saving of everybody.
我们强调人人侍奉。
That everybody gets to serve.
我们强调人人读圣经。
That everybody reads the Bible.
让我们人人都能够做一个真理的战士。
So that we can all be soldiers of truth.
从明天晚上开始呢。
Tomorrow night.
我要一连串的讲我们教会的很多的特点。
And we will talk about the different characteristics of our church.
希望大家都来。
Hope you guys can all make it.
你最少要对自己的教会有很基本的认识。
You guys should at least understand your own church.
你认识了之后你就感觉到很欢喜。
And once you understand, you'll be very happy.
我来到平安福音堂是神的带领。
And that you will be thankful that you are here, brought here by the Lord.
那我们就停在这里，请大家一同祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，感谢你。
Father in heaven, we thank you.
你在历史上保守我们。
That you have protected us through the times of history.
因为我们以圣经为我们信仰的根基。
And that we hold authority to the Bible.
只是我们看见这个时代越来越败坏。
But we can see the decaying of the society.
从前马丁路德离开天主教。
In the past, Martin Luther deviated from the Catholic Church.
现在他的教会全然的与天主教联合。
And now all his churches are trying to unite.
其他的教会也是一样。
As well as other churches.
主啊，我们很难过。
Lord, we are troubled.
我们知道你回来的日子很近了。
We know that the days of you coming are coming closer.
所以求主激励我们这些基督徒。
Lord, we ask that you give us strength here.
如果我们是真心寻求主的。
That if we truly believe in you.
求主加强我们读圣经的心。
We pray that you will give us strength to read the Bible.
要加强我们站稳在真理上的决心。
And that we can stand firm in the doctrinal truths of the Bible.
让我们为你做见证。
And that we can witness for you and glorify you.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.